Let's get some analysis now from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Ari.
So as we just heard, Roland Burris plans to be in Washington tomorrow when the new senators are sworn in. How much of a problem is this for the Obama team?
Well, look, the problem is the Senate should be focusing on its meetings with Obama, which are scheduled for today, and on the economic situation, which continues to get worse. And it has to be worrying about this. And that's a problem. The symbolism is also horrible, blocking an African-American basically at the Senate door. Senator Reid, the Democratic leader, says he'll meet with them. Maybe they can be a compromise. Meanwhile, the Illinois legislature is meeting this week to move on to impeach Governor Blagojevich. So, you know, this could be settled pretty quickly. It basically falls into the category of who needs it when there are many more important things to worry about.
And then what about Governor Richardson's withdrawal of his nomination as Commerce Secretary? Does that affect what until now has been a mostly smooth transition?
A remarkably smooth transition. That's also a who needs it question. And I think there's some irritation in the Obama camp with Governor Richardson, some sense that he was pushed. He didn't just move by himself. What's surprising is that with a transition team that was asking questions about embarrassing emails and such things, that they missed a grand jury investigation.
Right.
But I think that Richardson, that this again will be a blip, that, you know, that this that didn't get to the confirmation hearing stage, another person will be named and on will go.
And then moving from New Mexico to Minnesota, officials are expected to announce a winner in the Minnesota Senate race later today. And it looks like it'll be Democrat Al Franken.
This one could be a real problem. The Republicans are saying that this should be settled in Minnesota, that Minnesota law is very clear, that court cases should be heard before anyone is declared the winner, and that the Secretary of State shouldn't certify. Look, if we get into a big inter-party fight, Republicans versus Democrats on seating a senator, that could be very, very nasty. Those things tend to just blight any bipartisanship. And that mood is really there. I talked to Mitch McConnell yesterday, the Republican leader, and he said, look, we are in a bipartisan mood. There's too much to be done. There's a new president with high approval ratings. But you get something like this and they start fighting with each other, and that could really, really make it very difficult for the Senate to come together.
Hmm. And then finally, one state has a new senator to replace an Obama cabinet appointment. That's Colorado, where Michael Bennett has been tapped to take over for Senator Ken Salazar, who will be Secretary of the Interior. What do we know about Mr. Bennett?
Well, what we know is that he's been superintendent of education, and it's a surprising and unusual pick, but it could also signal that education will be more on the Senate agenda than we expected. Mr. Bennett, along with the education secretary pick, Arnie Duncan, and some other education reformers in big cities like Michelle Rhee here in Washington, Joel Klein in New York, have talked about education as an economic issue, and he's likely to frame it that way in the Senate. And it will come to the fore. But of course, the most important issue right away is the economy, that big economic stimulus package. And there, we've heard from Democratic leaders not to expect that now, right away, but maybe before the Lincoln's Day recess in February. Obama is throwing out some ideas to bring on Republicans, like maybe a $300 billion tax cut. But that's where they really need to keep the momentum going, keep the Congress together to get that done very, very quickly.
Thanks. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.